I might be a peasant, I might be a vagabond, but by Jove, let's kill these bastards.
I might be a peasant, but I do have a degree in engineering.
Yeah.
Funny enough, my uncle was a nuclear physicist.
That's impressive. Ahead of his time.
Deeply. Deeply impressive. Yeah, yeah. God, advanced technologies. all right, so let's solidify the plan. What are y'all going to try to do?
Bomb inside building.
Mm-hmm.
Training dummy decoy. Run past them in the square into building.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till inside building. Kaboom. While kaboom, we jump from balcony to basilica.
All right, I love it.
But whilst you're doing it, you have to sing. I've got no strings to hold me down.
God. Jesus. all right, so yeah, you take some time setting up. I'm gonna just do a little quick. Okay, yeah, so you take some time setting up the barrel. I'm assuming that you're putting it like on the first floor, kind of like in the middle of the room, something like that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you've got the barrel set up. I guess you could like light a rag and put it in the top of it, or some kind of wick if you want to have
world's
a
biggest Molotov cocktail.
Just a massive. It's a Greek cocktail.
God, the Greek fire is a great name for a cocktail.
It is a good name for a cocktail.
It probably already is a cocktail.
Maybe that should be, well, so, you know, last time I talked to you all about the Michelada being the cocktail that I would choose for you. Maybe we should invent the Greek fire if it doesn't already exist.
It does. It's brandy, ouzo, and Greek liqueur.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Damn,
that doesn't sound great. Oh.
Or we can do ouzo, vodka, and lemon juice.
I was going to say, I feel like vodka is a more appropriate choice than brandy, personally, but both sound good.
Not in love with ouzo.
I don't even know what ouzo is. So.
It's anise flavored, so licorice.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Yeah.
It's
seed.
It's pretty stringent, I would say.
it's an acquired taste.
Yeah, yeah.
We should do it.
And I could be wrong, but I think mostly you shoot ouzo and not like...
Yeah.
Not like a sipping kind of situation.
Yeah. We've gotten off topic.
It's meant to be served by a shot.
All right.
Yeah, it's like a pre-meal thing.
Yeah. An aperitif. All right, cool. So you've set up this barrel bomb. Let's say... I'm gonna roll to see how long your wick might last. Okay, so we'll say that after lighting the wick, you have about 5 minutes. You estimate that you have about 5 minutes before it will explode, before it will combust. So this is set up, and if you're gonna light it, then you can go for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, sweet. So you take your rag and you put it into the barrel, and then using one of your flint and steels, you're able to strike up a fire at the tip of it. And it's the flame is moving pretty quickly along the Greek fire soaked rag. What would you like to do from here? Are you going to head upstairs?
Different building, I think, wasn't it? Because if we're in the same building, it's going to go bang and we're going to be standing on top of it.
Yeah, different building.
All right,
yeah,
so you're going
to
try
across
to...
the way too, so we can then jump across over to
Okay. So I'll have, as you exit this building, I'm going to have each one of you make another finesse check to see if you can get away without being noticed.
I'm spending 3 grit for that already. Yeah, that's a 6.
That was smart.
Oh, an 8. Lovely.
Very nice. Very nice.
That'd be a 7.
Sweet. Okay, so yeah, all three of you are able to sneak back out of the building. You're able to stick to the shadows along the edge of the square. and you are able to sneak around to the opposite side. We'll say included in this is maybe. But what am I trying to say? Yeah, so included in this movement check and sneak check, we'll say that you are able to kind of scramble up onto the second floor balcony of one of the houses that is opposite from where you just were, using some crates and various sundry rubble and stuff like that. But yeah, you're able to kind of scrabble up without being noticed. And I'd say you have probably maybe 2 minutes left before this thing blows, you would estimate.
Okay, how long do we want to wait before I move the puppet in across? How far away are?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have a training dummy under your arm.
As many as you can get in there, really. I think that would it be a case of once they start running, they're too stupid to understand what's going on, so we'd all just keep going, or would they?
Yeah, is it
stop?
Like sheep where
yeah,
they just follow
yeah.
the leader?
So when demoniacs are in a horde like this, they tend to act with an almost hive mind mentality. Again, like so, when you become a demoniac, you lose your humanity, you lose your ability to reason, you just are kind of violently stupid, I guess is how you could say it. Try to refrain from using words like insane and things like that. But yeah, it's basically you are mindless at that point. So if one of them notices, they're going to act on their base instinct, and the rest will follow.
Okay, it makes it easier. I...
Do it.
Okay, yeah,
Do it.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to move move the dummy across, I suppose. Start luring him in.
All right. So I'll have you make a fervor check to see if you are able to land the dummy where you intend.
That's a 5.
Okay. All right. So you take hold of the steel in this kind of rotting chainmail, and you're able to push the dummy out over the crowd of demoniacs, but it doesn't quite hit the doorway of the barracks that you were in before. And it lands maybe like 20 feet away from the door, but it definitely, like, it kind of hits one of the demoniacs and definitely draws the attention of the crowd. So they start to kind of gather around it to investigate what's happening. And we'll say that right as that happens, the Greek fire bomb does explode inside of that building. And I'm going to just roll D100 to see how much damage these fools take. Oh, wow, that's really good, actually. Nice. Okay, so I rolled 82. And just, again, for, you know, table transparency, different hordes, depending on the size, the number of bodies in it, determines their vitality, finesse, and health. They don't get an insight or a fervor score, just to keep it simple. But a group of 100 plus typically has about 144 health. And in this case, yeah, this bomb explodes, bits of rubble and flaming, you know, Greek fire, proto-napalm shoot out of the building, covering a pretty big chunk of these demoniacs. A lot of them fall, a lot of them are covered by rubble as the building collapses. And many more of them are just kind of running around screaming while on fire, unable to put it out. So they start dropping. I'll say they don't notice you, right? The attention is certainly... Yeah. Their attention is certainly on this explosion and kind of the lights and sounds that are happening over by the barracks. So they're definitely not paying attention to you. You have literally blown away a very large chunk of them, but there's still maybe about like 50 or 60 that are remaining who are kind of more on the periphery of the explosion, if you will. But yeah, they're not looking for you. They're kind of concentrating on the flaming remains of their demoniac brethren.
Oh, that worked as well as we could hope, I suppose. Given everything. Now's our chance. Let's get over there.
Let's do it.
Nice. All right. So, yeah, you're able to run across the rooftop. Again, there's you know, no notice by the demoniacs, and you are able to make it up to the edge of the balcony, which faces the second floor walkway that can lead into the basilica. Like I said earlier, it's about a 10-foot jump, so I'm going to have everybody make another finesse check to see if you're able to make it.
He's just trying to get me to use my grit. What's the minimum required for this?
I would say this is a standard, so a 6.
I can't beat a 6. I have a 4 instead.
I think we will find
Is there any way of making this easier?
Yeah, so I mean, one option would be to...
did you do your rope arrow trick?
I think, yeah, you had mentioned a rope arrow trick earlier, so if you wanted to make like a guideline or something like that, that would certainly make it a lot easier.
Yes, please.
Okay, so let's rewind it back before anybody jumps. Especially because
it's too late. Thank you.
It's too late. Yeah. I've gone.
You've gone.
And I'm shouting parkour as I've done it.
Bastard.
Well, you made it. Yeah, you rolled a 7. So you shout parkour, a mysterious French word yet to be invented, and you're able to make it over the ledge of the balcony of Basilica. You roll and then pop up and dust yourself off. You're good to go.
I've stayed on the other side. I'm like, oh, okay. I thought we were jumping.
Why didn't you take the rope?
You said we were jumping.
You.
Jay, I will say I see that you rolled a 1 for the jump, and we're gonna retcon this a bit. But in all grit system games, even if you burn grit, if you roll a 1, it's still a failure. That's always the case.
Yeah, I know.
So in this instance, I'd say you don't even need to fire an arrow across. You could probably just throw a bundle of rope and hold one end of it, since you now have a party member who is standing at your desired location.
Fair enough.
You're going to shoot me with it.
I won't make a roll for this. We'll just
say. Shoot the arrow across.
Hits you in the chest.
Yeah, right between the eyes.
You're dead.
Got it. I've got it. You can climb across.
Shit.
He'll come back with something useful, I hope. Yeah.
You know, you were saying about dangling someone across. There we go. Dangle.
Oh, man.
Ooh, another training dummy.
Yeah, so do you want to toss the rope over?
Yeah, I got him.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to make you roll for this. We'll just say, you know, it's only 10 feet or so. So you can kind of bundle up a good, you know, kind of like a lasso bit at the end and toss it over. You are, maybe you can tie it off to some arches or to, some rubble or something like that. But you are able to make your way across. I will still have you both make a finesse check just to climb across, but you'll take this one with advantage. So roll twice and apply the higher result.
We still need a 6.
Yes.
That would be an 8 for me.
I'm going to have to spend grit regardless. I guess it's going to be another 3 then, because it was 3, 6, and 9. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was 3 of them.
Well, you take the highest, so it's fine.
The highest, what?
Yeah. So that would make it up to a 6.
God, what is your luck today? Because that is genuinely sickening.
Yeah, it's bad luck.
All right, so William, you are able to climb across with some difficulty. I'll say, like maybe you're a little nervous at the prospect of flaming undead coming at you. Some of you are sweating a little bit. You slip a few times, but you're able to catch yourself and you make it across to safety. Mom's spaghetti.
Vomit on
about to say it. I was about to say it. Caustic, you got there before me.
Caustic vomit on your sweater.
Caustic.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, I like it. And then
can we get the whole wrap in? Or
I don't know most of it, frankly. I know that one section because it's such a meme. And then Jay, can you roll for Ivana a finesse check to make it across on this road?
I did.
Oh, okay, great, fantastic. Yeah, so you're both able to make it over to safety. So the three of you are now standing on this second floor balcony of the basilica, and if you just look over kind of to your left, you can see that there is a doorway that can lead to the interior of the church.
Nice.
Would you like to enter?
Well, we've
okay.
We've desecrated corpses. Time to desecrate some holy ground. What a nice day.
Fantastic.
There's something wrong with this one.
Nice. All right, so the three of you are standing on this balcony. I'm assuming you're going to make your way in through the doorway that you've found, if that is correct.
Is there an open window?
There is not an open window that leads into it. It's basically like, if you can imagine, this is like a walkway on the front of the building with kind of doors on either end of it, but it's basically just a long open hallway that has these arch windows that are facing outward into the square, but no windows facing inward.
Why would you go through a window? There's a door right there. is there a chimney down or?
An oven, perhaps. Santa Claus.
Yeah, I like to keep a
funny because you're at home.
Yeah, I like to keep an air of mystery to my actions. Let's just see what happens if I jump through a window. Okay, so you make it inside of the basilica. You are on the second story, and it. I don't know if you've ever been in a Byzantine basilica before, but typically the kind of center of the building makes a large cross, and it has these kind of like second-story balconies that overlook the center. As you come in, it's pretty dark, but there are shafts of dim sunlight that are coming through windows on the first floor that barely penetrate the somber, columned chamber. You can even see from where you're standing that the front doors of the entry hall, the narthex, are barricaded with pews and broken bits of wood as well as chunks of stone. From where you're standing, you can see there's one thin shaft of light that is hitting the very center of the nave, the center of the building. And in that shaft of light, there is a figure who's cloaked in shadow and weeping in low, guttural tones. In their arms, they seem to be clutching a large bundle of sackcloth, while at their feet lies an overturned chest of gold with coins and an emerald saruk, an emerald turban, soaking in a pool of blood amidst the overturned chest. And you can hear this person, you can tell that it's a woman. She is kind of like moaning and screaming and saying things like,
you left me before you left me. How Aslan? We were going to escape to Venice. You, oh damn you. Rise again.
That's what you see in here is this woman wailing in the center of the nave of this basilica.
Alenia, I believe. This is most likely. Seems we have a traitor to our order.
Should I get an arrow ready?
Perhaps not for her. It seems dear Aslan was the one to betray us. But knock one anyway.
My merchant eyes are firmly locked onto that gold that's on the floor. Oh, dear,
merchandise.
Something shiny.
Actually, is there like a golden like hole or staff in this? Because the Byzantines do love their gold.
They do love their gold. I'll say this: this particular basilica was pretty well looted during the Ottoman conquest. So you don't see much around. There's, like I said, there's some broken pews. There's some bits of wood and detritus, but. You don't see any of the kind of like regular Byzantine church trappings, golden altarpieces, candelabras, and such. But yeah, you do see this small chest of small upset chest of gold that's kind of scattered across the floor.
All right, Ivana's gonna approach. Then she's gonna scoop up a handful of. The gold.
Okay, so you're gonna make your way downstairs and come up to the gold. Okay. As you do, if you're not sneaking or anything, so as you do, this woman hears you, notices you, and whips her head up. And as you get closer, Ivana, you can see that she is absolutely riddled with Malefic. She has patches of icy rime that cover several parts of her skin that even in the thin sunlight, whenever it hits there, it kind of vaporizes a little bit. So she has this kind of mist coming off of these icy patches on her skin. You see, as she looks up at you, her eyes flash like a cat's at night whenever you shine light on it. And her hands are bestial and extended, and each finger is tipped with long, sharp, black claws. From her eyes, two streams of blood make their way down, like she's just constantly weeping blood. And as you approach, she growls at you with an almost preternatural kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not subsonic. What is that? I think what tigers do. There's a word for it.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I know it's not correct, but I think it was heavy bass.
Yeah, no, we'll cut this out. She's beatboxing. She growls at you with a yeah, she's beatboxing. No, she looks up and she growls at you with this deep kind of guttural animalistic growl that sends a shiver up your spine as you approach. And she starts to kind of blather at you, and stuff like spittle is coming out of her mouth as she screams. She's like, "Who are you? Are you one of the Canticum dogs? You're here to take my Aslan from me? I'll never let you have him."
Alania, we're of your order.
My order? What is that? I have no order. I have nothing. And I'm going to ask you, Ivana, to make an insight check to see if you can kind of figure out what's going on with this woman.
Okay, sure thing. This is feeling very Bloodborne, by the way, and I mean that is the biggest compliment. You. Vicar Amelia's come yes. to mind. That's a...
Seven. Great. Okay, so in your training as a scholar, in your time, you know, doing research, maybe on a bit of the behavior of demoniacs, you know that there is a rare, I guess, condition where somebody can become what is called a demoniacus rex. So a demoniacus rex is a demoniac. They've lost most of their reason, but usually people with very strong faith or very strong willpower or a sense of self are able to maintain a bit of who they were before converting into a demoniac. So these people are certainly not of their right mind. They are violent, much like most demoniacs are, but they are able still to speak and to reason to a small degree. So that's what you know. Like, she is dangerous. You can immediately tell that she is a danger to you, but there might be a chance to speak and reason with her if you choose to.
We are not aiming to take Aslan from you. We would never.
What? That's what they all say. That's what Giordano said, and he left us here to die. He left us here to become these things.
And it sounds like he should pay for that.
Yes. Yes, you should all pay. You should all pay.
Yes, anyone.
Oh, I was going to say, make a fervor check for me. We're going to see if you can kind of get through to her.
Oh, I'm willing to burn so much fucking girl in this. Don't be a one. A four. Okay, I'm burning. Because I have 20 grit, so I can bring that up to... You said very hard was like a 9 or whatever.
Yeah, very difficult is a 9+.
So I'm willing to burn 5 grit on this.
Okay, yeah. We'll say you do that before your roll, and then you roll up a 4. So yeah, you are able to match 9. So you can see, you know, her eyes are just raging. You can tell that she is in complete anguish. But as you suggest that this mystery man, Giordano, should pay for his actions, whatever they may be, that registers somewhere in her head. And she says, yes, Yes, he should. He should pay. He needs to die. He needs to die a million deaths in order to bring back my Aslan. And she gets up from her position and kind of like lopes past you while still carrying this bundle of sackcloth. She's like not letting this go. But she makes her way over to the front door of the basilica and starts to rip away the barricades that were there before, attempting to get out through the front door of the nave.
She's not superhumanly big.
She's not superhumanly big. No, she's of average size. You can tell she's. You know, just a little bit of background. You can tell she's a Greek woman. She's probably in her late 30s. Okay. And, you know, she's covered in scars and malefica that speak of a lifetime of pilgrimage. She's not particularly big. She's just of average size for a woman her age.
Yeah. All right, I don't know if it's worth getting her attention to tell her she can get out for the roof. Because I don't want her opening those doors, but I also don't want her focusing on me.
What we're after?
So you were trying to find this woman, her fate, as well as her partner, Aslan, who, you know, I think you could all put it together. Your characters could
he's fine.
He's in the sack. He's in the sackcloth. We're allowed.
So what's in the box?
So yeah, I mean other than that, just collecting quintessent items is kind of the goal. That's always the...
Yeah, and it sounds like Aslan's used one.
Get the gold and run the fuck away.
It is entirely possible that Aslan is actually dead if they were to find a quintessent item and if she were to activate it as he was dying. Let's see if he is able to not come back as a demoniac.
Are the quintessent items a one-time kind of deal?
No, they're not a one-time kind of deal. Or... They kind of act as batteries. You can think of it that way. So they have a charge of quintessence, which is depleted over time, but it's not like a one and done.
Right. Do we see any hint of what item here was that they used?
I think
if they did use one,
if you take a look at the gold coins that you were about to scoop up, you can tell that they're not of a new mint. They're pretty old, probably a couple hundred years old. So it's safe to assume that these were minted before the abandonment and that they probably hold a store of quintessence. If you want to check, basically what you do is you just start singing. And it's a fervor check. And if it's successful, then the quintessent items will alight. They will start to glow. And that's the best way to know that it is, in fact, quintessent.
Merchant, vagabond, we should gather these and take them upstairs away from...
Consider it done.
Alenia.
Yes, let's do that now.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I didn't even notice the woman.
Oh, wow.
We do not want to start seeing a Broadway show while she's right there.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my dog. Hello, my time.
Oh, God, that was hard.
Okay, so I'm just going to, as you're collecting this gold, maybe putting it back in the chest or however you want to collect it, I was rolling to see how quickly she can dismantle this barricade. And, you know, she's pulling on some deep rage and deep strength. And she just rips away these pews and bits of masonry. And she's about ready to open the front door to the basilica. So I'd say if you want to try to book it upstairs with your booty, your gold, it would just be a finesse check to see if you can get up there before whatever happens next happens.
You're just dying.
You said you wanted to die.
Yeah, we had a whole conversation before this.
Right. Can I make a suggestion? We did. Stick a rope around me so when they finish chewing, you can just pull the remains out.
No, they'll pull us back by the rope, man. Like a link of sausages.
Again. Let's happen again.
I'm just going to have to spend more grit because that fool, you can't pass anything, can you?
It's their fault for making your deck stat your dump stat.
I didn't realize. I thought there'd be more archery combat.
Oh, all right.
It doesn't matter.
No. Come on. We want one more. Do it. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So Matt, William, since you rolled a one, even if you were to burn grit, unfortunately that grit would be wasted. It would be a failure.
So did Jay.
Yeah, so did I.
Is there any way I can help them at all?
Fantastic.
Okay. That one just doesn't matter.
I would say
wait, yeah, because does he have the chest?
Well, I can't. That's up to y'all. Who has the chest of gold on him?
Okay. I'm calling it now. I had already grabbed the chest.
Yeah, he's the merchant.
The more narratively interesting choice.
I was like, yeah, put it all in here, guys. It's fine. I'll keep it straight.
Yeah, all right. So you bolt upstairs. We'll say that William and Ivana, you know, you both run after Oswald at the same time and kind of jostle each other. You both fall to the ground as Elene opens up the front doors of the nave. There is a rush of demoniacs who have noticed this activity. They are coming towards her. Fortunately, you know, she, as a demoniacus rex, she doesn't operate with the same kind of hive mind mentality as other demoniacs. So she's getting ready to fight. Like, she has a long sword on her belt that she is unsheathing. She's wearing a roundel, which is like a large round shield on her arm. And she, like, whips out her sword and screams into this crowd of demoniacs that are approaching. So I'll say you have another chance to try to get upstairs before you are overwhelmed. Oswald, if you want to help them out by throwing some rope down, if you have any, or even just running back down and trying to, like, help them get off the ground, that will give them a bonus to their...
Is there any sort of metal around I can sort of scoop underneath them and sort of help them up the stairs?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Actually, what, Ivana and William, what are you, do you have armor on? Do you have anything like that?
I don't have metal armor. Are crossbow bolts not metal?
They do have iron tips.
Could we hold on to crossbow bolts and could you Mary Poppins us up?
I have an oil lamp.
There's no size limit on, like, what you can move. We're holding on to
it. It's true.
I will say,
I think that pulling...
might have made Magneto a bit
pulling
stronger.
That much weight would definitely change the difficulty of the check, but we can give it a try.
Okay. Fantastic. Would you need me to roll finesse again, or...?
Do it.
No, this would be fervor. I'm assuming, yeah, So Ivana, you're like holding a crossbow bolt out, and you're like, grab this, and then you know, maybe William, you're like
Superman pose.
What's the password?
Spend grit.
Yeah, you can spend grit. You can spend some grit. Doing it. I would suggest burning 9 grit if you have it. Okay, great.
Fuck you! Yeah. I'm staying down there.
That's the plan.
Okay, so you're burning 9 grit. Okay, great. So that turns that 2 into an 11. That is enough. We'll say that Ivana and William, as you're kind of like dangling together off of this crossbow bolt, you feel a jerk, and within a few seconds, you are brought up to eye level with Oswald, who's kind of like, you know, got his hand out and straining to pull you, and then he's able to pull you onto the balcony from there. Fun fact, when you get to 0 grit, it means that you are exhausted. Okay. So any checks that you're going to make from here on out are with disadvantage until you have grit again. And if you hit 0 health and 0 grit, then your character, quote unquote, dies.
That'd be worth it.
So watch that health from now on. I'll say that as you are hefted up onto the second floor balcony, the horde of demoniacs crashes through and overwhelms Elene, and you can hear her screaming in agony as they tear her apart. But otherwise, they don't notice you. Like, they're too fixed on Elene. So you're now on this second floor balcony with this chest of gold, which may or may not be Pinkus.
Travel back to the boat then.
Very good.
Yep.
Checking our human centipede on the way.
Yeah, just glance down. We don't have time, I think, sadly.
Yeah, it was only 2 hours.
We had 2 days. This has not been 2 days.
Was it not 2 hours?
They had 2 hours before they revived. So they're probably back to life at this point, for sure.
I mean, until we get picked up again.
Yeah, you got about another day before you get picked up. We'll say it's like the evening.
Oh, that's perfect.
We can hide somewhere, it's fine.
You can go and check on them.
Yeah, just check on them from the balcony level. We don't want to go down there.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have a look. See what happens.
If you want to, you can kind of like scoot back out on the balcony. I'm going to say that, you know, the Demoniacs are still pretty focused on Alinne. They don't seem to notice you, but they're kind of gathering inside of the Basilica. Again, you know, they were kind of swarming around the Basilica earlier.
Oh, they can sense this shit. If it is
they can. They can sense quintessent items. Yeah.
Like this.
How did you remind him of that?
He didn't forget. This is game.
Forget.
Might have done.
But yeah. So if you want, you can kind of make your way back to the docks.
Hold on. What happened to our human sentry?
Matt's out here asking the great questions.
Did you you secure them to anything, or did you just leave them like free range tied together?
So they're tied in a loop so that they'd essentially be a wheel of bodies.
Around the post.
Got it. Yeah, so
yeah.
I wanted to see if they could crawl, if they could like move like that.
If you could what?
If they could move like that.
So you didn't want the post.
No, I wanted them free range.
On a 10-foot bit of rope?
We'll say
a 50-foot.
We'll say, yeah, they're looped around the kind of center column of this fountain where you have found them. And they're back to life. All of them have new malificia. One of them has like a kind of scaled snake skin now, as well as his other problems. There's some bony spikes that are jutting out of one of their skins, all kinds of just nasty shit. The amoeba-like one has reformed and now has like a unicorn's horn coming out of his head where the arrow had destroyed it before. But yeah, they're looped around this post and they're all kind of like struggling against each other, but also similarly like walking in a circle as they kind of struggle against their vines. Yeah, no, the human centipede, it's basically like a model train just going around a track.
Now, I am fascinated. Because they have multiple new maleficia, they are separate beings. If we caused one of them to experience a true death, one in the middle, perhaps, what would happen to the others? Would it separate them for good?
That's a good question.
Would it tear them asunder? Would they learn to thrive with the corpse in between them?
Do we have enough time for this?
We have another day before we're collected. So much time.
Yeah, and I will say, you haven't...
I'm not going to stand in the way this time. You carry on.
Yeah, and I'll say, you haven't checked to see if these coins are quintessent or not, but you could always give it a try.
Beg a coin off you, merchant? Let's find out.
I've counted them all. I know how many there are.
You won't get it back.
Actually, I can tell you how many there are if you counted them. There are 18 gold coins.
Would you say there were 17?
Now,
we only found four as well.
That's so strange.
When we return to our base, well, let's keep the numbers to ourselves.
That's always a choice. You do not have to be honest with the Canticle.
Amazing. Now you're speaking my language.
And we won't be. Alright, so Ivana is going to lift the coin high into the light before tossing it towards the centipede creature, hopefully in the middle. And she is going to sing a beautiful hymn of Take me back to Constantinople. It's a long time ago. It's Constantinople. It's the works. It's nobody's prison but the Turks.
Lovely. Just a classic Gregorian chant.
Well, I was thinking my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, but... You know.
We can turn them into milkshake. I'm sure I can find a blender.
Jesus Christ.
A nice smelly.
Okay, Ivana, make a fervor check for me, please.
I'm willing to burn some grit in this bad boy. I say before I learn if I get a one or not.
Oh my god!
Oh god damn it! Let's go gambling! Oh damn it! Oh damn it! Oh damn it!
For those listening at home, Jay rolled a one. So even with burnt grit, that is a failure. So yeah, you hold the coin up and you toss it over to your human centipede flesh construct, and it fails to illuminate.
Perhaps you're going to get that.
What? Yeah, I want all 18 back in this box. Come on.
Feel free to collect it yourself, merchant.
I wasn't the one that threw it.
I'm not the one that wants it.
Touché.
You can control metal. It's a metal coin.
Oh, yeah. You just fucking make that shit back.
I know that.
Although you have
you
have used all of your slots for magnetokinesis for the day. You have three a day.
We have another day before flight.
If we were here for 2 days and we only have a day left, technically that would reset by now.
If you took a rest, it would.
Let's rest then. We're
getting a singular coin back.
It's so important that we get this coin.
It is. To me.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly can if you'd like to. So to reset that stuff, the day cycle, you would take a long rest, which, you know, as with many other tabletop role-playing games, that's about 8 hours or so. During that time, I will roll twice to see if any random encounters come, just as a little table talk. That's up to y'all.
No, I want to see if this works. Also, future... Ivana's going to just, like, she's literate, so she's going to write down a little note to herself. Find blender. See if slurry creature can be made. Created. Fuck.
Yeah, get one of those.
Like, if you blend them all together, right? Firstly, how does that reform? Because that's very much like the small space thing, right? But secondly, if you perfectly blend them all together and then pour it like a cup's worth, or like about the volume of a human body's worth, will it just be the one dude? Or will it be like amalgamation of many
people? I think
dudes?
In that case, it could be an amalgamation of many people.
Oh, I love that idea then.
God.
This is Ivana's next holiday plan. Yeah.
Just a mass of just biomass all mushed together.
Yeah, exactly.
To create one giant.
Ivana creates the flood.
God.
So many experiments. Alright, go ahead. Roll the encounters.
Okay, you're gonna find a place to rest and chill out. Okay.
Yeah. We're getting this done. We're finding out.
So, we'll go ahead and do this. So, while y'all are resting, let me find my own rules that I don't
know. Do I get my grit back?
Yes, you will.
We're asking the deep questions here.
Okay, so for a long rest, it is 8 hours. You are able to regain your vitality and finesse in your health. So you would roll both of those stats, and then you can regain that up to your max, and then insight plus fervor for your grit.
So
right.
D6 plus 12, 6, 14 on full grit. Again?
5, 6, 7, 8.
All
right. Nice.
Yeah. All rested up. Let's see what happens. Hey. All right. So, is anybody, like, keeping watch or anything like that?
Ivana's too excited, to sleep. She's so fucking hyped about this, like shaking with excitement.
The possibilities are endless.
I haven't had this much fun since I left the cult.
This character's a fucking narcos. I'm all here for it. All
right. So Ivana, you know, assuming y'all like kind of go off into a house or a warehouse or something like that to try to find a safe space.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, Ivana, as you were staying up, just with so much anticipation for the monster that you are about to create or to attempt to create, four men enter the building that you're in. They don't immediately see you. You know, it's dark. There's not like a fire going or anything like that. But you can hear them speaking in Arabic to each other. You can tell, you know, they are armed, not heavily armed, but they are armed. They have some armor on them. But yeah, you can hear these four men speaking in Arabic to one another as they kind of root around in the building that you're currently in.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
So Ivana, since you're the one awake, what would you like to do in this instance?
Okay. Is there a window in the room?
Yeah, there is a first story window that leads out onto the street.
Would I know, with the hive mind thing, how like close together do they need to be acting as one? Like, would the amoeba boy, who is not part of the human centipede, would he connect back to the ones at the basilica?
It's like kind of a proximity thing. So, okay. If they're not kind of in the immediate area of a larger body of demoniacs, then they will remain,
indeed,
you know, semi-independent in their horde.
As soon as Ivana notices these guys come in, she is going to golem climb down the wall outside the window and taunt the amoeba to try and get it to follow her background to attack these assholes.
Oh my god. Okay.
Like, she is not, like, climbing like a person. She's full, like, all four limbs on the wall scuttling downward. Big old bloodshot eyes.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? I love it. I think that's great. I would say for climbing down, trying to be sneaky, I kind of want to vary the rolls a bit. Let's have this be a vitality roll since you're climbing down a sheer surface.
No! I have a D5, you motherfucker. Finesse is my good skill.
Well, no, you tell me. Okay.
It's a one.
Oh my god.
No!
Yeah. So basically, you just faceplant out the window.
So, as you, again...
Well, then we'll hear a noise outside from this, which is almost as good.
I believe I can fly.
Whack! Yeah, so you make your way out the window, but as you're hefting yourself over the ledge, your foot slips on a bit of dust and dirt, and you just kind of face plant onto the ground.
Did you die?
I will say you will take some damage from this. Let me.
Broken neck.
I don't think it's quite.
I'm sorry, how confused would you be? Four random dudes go into a building and suddenly a woman just falls down and just.
Seven questions that they ask him.
Outside the fuck.
Okay, so, Ivana, you are going to take 8 points of damage to your health.
Oh my god! From a first floor, he went. Oh, yeah, sure.
You landed very badly.
Oh yeah. So, if I'm allowed to,
my face broke my fall.
Ivana, because of the hypermobility thing, I'm going to say she falls like a crumpled up spider, essentially, when she hits the ground. Several of her limbs like dislocate, and she just kind of like contorts her body to put it back in. It's little like... cracks and pops. And this whole time, she has not blinked. She is now married to someone. Oh, it'll still work. Just need some time. Come here, little creature. Come on. Let's go find our new friends.
At this point, Rich, we're going to leave without her.
No, we're fast
asleep. You're
asleep,
buddy.
Though,
you both passed out.
Yeah, we were still asleep. She was the one on watch, and she's just pissed off.
No, she's
so I'm gonna you. I'm gonna roll to see if these four men who entered the place that you were in notice you. So I'm gonna roll their insight. I'm gonna do this with advantage because you fell. You made a loud noise.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that? It must have been the wind.
So they do notice you, and you can hear them start kind of yelling in Arabic back and forth, and they start to make their way out the building to see what's going on. At the same time, the
my beautiful creation,
the human centipede,
yes, yes,
the mass of demoniacs who have revived since you last murked them, also notice you. They look up, and I just rolled vitality for them, and again, they're able to, with all this stimuli going on, they are attracted, and they start to run towards you and these four men who are kind of filtering out of the building, and as they do so, the rope that is binding them together snaps, and they kind of bear down on you and on these four men.
So they didn't join together then?
Oh, I...
No, they did. They're rolling, bud.
Right. I forgot you tied them close enough that they morphed together. So we'll say that like the massive body of demoniacs that's all kind of together as one, instead of the rope snapping, they're trying to pull against their own body against the column. And we'll say that maybe some of the fusions aren't quite stuck, and they, with a kind of sickening, fleshy rip, tear away from the column and are able to dislodge themselves. So they're like they are truly a centipede now. They're just a line instead of a circle. And they're
my
beautiful boy.
Look what you've done to him.
My beautiful boy.
There you go. The centipede is coming at you. I'll say these four men, again, they're yelling in Arabic. They're trying to get back inside, but they also draw their weapons. You see, one of them is holding a short sword. One of them is holding an axe. One of them is holding a bow, and one of them is holding a spear. So they have armed themselves. I'd say they're pretty distracted by this amalgamation of demoniacs. So they're not looking at you. They don't notice you. Even though your sound is what drew them out at first. I'd say William and Oswald, the sound of all this yelling and screaming and flesh ripping has certainly woken you up by now. So if you look up from where you're sleeping, you can see that the doorway is open. There are four young men who are crowded in the doorway, getting ready to fight. And these demoniacs are pressing down on them. What would the two of you like to do in this instance?
So, right, Rich, are you wanting to attack on this, or should we just, like, hide?
I was going to say, have they noticed us yet?
They have not noticed you. They are far too distracted by this monstrous amalgamation that the three of you created earlier.
I mean, as you would.
Hide?
We hide, yes.
Yeah, let's just huddle in this corner together.
Great. I love it.
And hope for the best.
Great. I'm gonna say that you do not need to roll for this. Like, nobody has eyes on you. Nobody's looking for you. It's dark in the room. I'd say that you could probably just like huddle up in a corner and see if you can wait it out.
I am clutching the chest of God.
Ivana, we're gonna do some initiative. We're jumping into combat, and we'll see where you fall within that. So give me one second. We're gonna roll for each one of these dudes who you have not identified.
I mean, they could have been decent people, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think she'd care?
I'm sort of wondering if you'd care.
That's the real question.
Mm-hmm. How much of it is the character? How much of it is not?
So, if...
Do I have a corpse in my basement? Who's to say?
Ivana, roll your finesse for me for initiative.
Oh, are you shitting me? That's another one, folks. I'd say take a shot every time we roll a one in this game, but you'd be dead.
I mean, I do think
several times over. I do think
that this is a moment. That won't come through on the audio, but that's just for us.
Yeah. You can
add it.
I can,
yeah.
Okay, so Ivana, you are going to be dead last in this initiative order. The demoniacs, who are just, you know, their collective consciousness is absolutely enraged right now. So they are making, just with incredible speed, making their way over to these four men, and they're going to try to take a swing at them. Yay. All right, so the demoniacs mass on these four people, and you can tell they're trying to like claw at them and bite them and peck at them and breathe fire on them. That's a new malefactor. I'm very happy about. So there's all this activity that's happening, but these four men are able to dodge and hold them off with their weapons and their shields. So they are holding back the demoniacs. I'm actually going to treat these four as a horde as well. So we're going to see if they can smack the demoniacs back. Okay, so yeah, they are too preoccupied defending themselves. A couple of them take a few swings, try to get through, but they're not able to do much damage. So Ivana, what would you like to do? There is a melee happening, like, probably 10 feet away from where you are laying on the ground.
See, I don't know, because would Ivana have enough sense of, like, self-preservation?
I don't know.
To try and get out of it?
That's a question
I need. Or would she just be like,
get the coin?
There's no way in hell she's doing that. The magic.
We're leaning out the window. Go get the coin! Go get the coin! It's over there.
Can I finally use her, like, see these two clowns hold out the window, use her hypermobility to, like, twist her head round exorcist style to look at them? Still on all fours on the ground.
We'll say that, your joints are even your vertebrae is certainly flexible enough. So you can, like an owl, you're able to turn your head 180 degrees.
Okay, sorry, leave it. Leave the coin. Don't worry about it.
She glares at you.
Wise choice. Wise
choice. I said anything. Alternatively, if you feel like getting it, you know, it's up to you. Yeah, it's your choice. No. It's just there. I'm just saying. It's up to you, though. Right there.
I think keeping her head pointed the way it is, Ivana is going to move the rest of her body, like, round her head with her on it. So she.
Oh, what is this character?
So she can be facing the correct way to climb back up and into the room of them.
That's what I think with a fucking demon. Yeah, I think so.
A demon? That would be interesting. Quite interesting. However, I think perhaps this is enough for even me.
Nice. So you're going to retreat back into the building?
Yes, but not through the doorway. If I can make it, beg for it to be a finesse check. See, I'm on 4 health.
Absolutely, you can. You could probably.
If you guys want to throw a rope,
you could attempt to jump or climb into this window with a finesse check. So yeah, go for it.
If you get the coin, we'll throw a rope down.
So conditional.
I'm not your servant.
Well, I could just use my metokinesis to get it.
Yeah, if there's any iron in the coin, you would be able to pull it.
Is there any iron?
They're definitely cutting that shit. I don't know.
We would have to check and see.
Don't be another
pure eight. Silver.
Hey, eight!
Oh my god, amazing. Finally.
So, again, Golem climbing scared. She rotates her head, her body around her head, keeping it perfectly still. And then just, like a spider, that kind of creepy, fast movement just scares across the corridor of the wall. Oh. Their heads are leaning out the window, and then just her pops up next to them.
Jerk reaction to you. Push.
Punch. Just a punch out the window.
And Ivana falls again.
Oh shit, sorry, I didn't know it was you.
Ivana falls again, taking.
She's dead.
I swear she'd dodge it, man.
We've killed her. Run! Run!
No, you are able to safely make it back inside as long as your cohort does not punch you back out the window.
No, we'll leave it.
Alternatively, she can get the coin that way.
We said go get the coin!
All right. So, yeah, I'd say, you know, this massive Demoni and these four men, they're still at it. They are in a melee. They're swinging back and forth. You see one of the men drops after being clawed, being like, you know, having his chest ripped open by kind of feral, bestial claws. Some of the demoniacs are thinning out and dropping as well, but there's still an active fight that's happening in the doorway to this building. What would the three of you like to do?
Six close SP the on the guy in the red shirt.
Yeah. I'll take that bet. I don't even have six SP. I don't know why I say that. Close the door, essentially.
Gambling
just
on
them
credit.
Out.
Okay, so yeah. you're gonna attempt to come up behind him and just slam the door and.
Well, I'd prefer if the person on 4 HP was not the one to do it. But
yeah,
no,
fine, you go ahead.
Close the
door,
lock them out, leave them for it.
Yeah, I'm
just wondering if we're just a bit tired or not. If we're just being like more and more ridiculous the tired we get.
Yeah, no.
I'm having a great time, in fact. A wonderful time.
Having a great time.
I think it's best if we like leave our ambitions here. We close the door, we lock them out, we wait for morning.
Yeah, that's a pretty sound plan. I will say, whoever wants to close the door, I would ask for a vitality check, since there are kind of bodies in the way. You're going to have to shove them out of the way. anybody who wants to assist, whenever you help somebody with a roll, you just add +1 to their roll.
I will help. I have a long spear pole arm, so I just kind of poke them back at the door.
What a great
idea. Just.
Yeah, my vitality is 4. I'm not doing this one.
Yeah, my vitality is 8, so I can do that.
Same.
Yeah, don't do that. Right. Yeah,
great. So yeah, roll vitality, and then we're going to add +1 to that. And if you want to burn some grit, you can do that.
I will burn some grit. I have 7 grit, so I'll probably burn. Was it 6? It's 3, 6, and 9.
3, 6, and 9, yeah.
Yeah, I've only got 7 back, so.
Okay. We'll
burn 6.
Alright, great. So that turns your 4 into a 10, which is enough brute strength, along with the poking that you're receiving from William. That was poorly phrased.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. That's exactly what
it was. It was perfect. Yeah, so William's poking and your raw feet of strength, you're able to shove these men out of the doorway, as well as the massive demoniacs, and you shut the door, you slam the door behind you.
These poor guys.
Outside, you hear...
If they were really friendly, right? Oh, God.
I'll tell you later if they were or not. Outside,
yeah, please
you,
do,
you,
if I was gonna...
you hear the sound of just... Yeah. You hear the sound of just horrible melee, a horrible battle happening. There's flesh ripping, screams of people dying. And I'm just going to do a little... Let's see who rolls best on this. Oh, wow. Okay, so the four men who had so rudely interrupted your sleep are the first to die. So there's a couple of demoniacs that are left. They're kind of mulling over the fresh bodies of these men, picking away at their flesh and eating parts of them. After that, everything kind of dies down. And I will say, in the morning, there's going to be a much larger horde of demoniacs outside.
Oh, no. She's gone terribly.
So these guys are all going to revive in about 4 hours, just as table talk goes.
Ivana, it seems like I owe you. It seems like I owe you 6 SP.
Yes, you do.
It's just out there in the courtyard where the coin is.
I'll be glad to get it when you return from collecting both, then.
Well, this is it. We live here now. We can't leave.
Yeah.
We just live here. This is our life.
Yeah, we can live here now. It's fine. Totally fine. Everyone, yeah.
I'll say, you know, so you are able to, maybe you have like a somewhat sleepless night ahead of you as you anticipate these demonites coming back. But
I imagine Ivana slept they are so able well, to, they revive. Listening to the screams. Of everyone, she's just soundly asleep. Oh, this is lovely. Hearing people get ripped to bits, and she's like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ivana's like giggling in her sleep, kicking her legs.
And meanwhile, terrified. We're just staring at her across the other side of the room, going, fuck that.
Like holding your own arms and you're like rocking back and forth.
I'm clutching the chest of gold, rocking back and forth. Oh, God.
Get crucifix out.
Amazing. I will say, just you know, I want to be mindful of time, and I know it's late for y'all. Yes. We'll say, you know, these demonites—they're no longer bound to the central column of this fountain. So by the time that morning breaks, they are all, you know, these pilgrims have come, or these dudes. Spoiler alert! Have come back to life, and so have the demonites. But they have all kind of wandered off to find other prey within the city of Scutari.
They were good.
Spoiler alert, they were not good or bad, they were just kind of neutral. We'll say maybe as you leave the building in the morning, you notice there's some shreds of clothes and bits, and you see that there is a patch that has the insignia of the city of Bursa on it, is a largely Islamic city, which is to the south of Scutari. And you can probably make a guess that these were similar to you, pilgrims who had come to Scutari looking for quintessent items. But they're now demoniacs. They're now gone from this world in mind, if not body. But yeah, you're able to make it out. You can make your way back to the docks, and then you wait a few hours, and the barge that had dropped you off appears on the horizon. You can wave them down, they'll come pick you up and escort you back to Amazing. Constantinople. And then from there, you would be kind of ferried back to the Canticum Eternum, which is in the center of the city, where you would be asked to turn in whatever quintessent items you have, as well as to report on what happened. And in a metagame sense, if we were playing the full campaign of this, this would also be when you would level up. So you would gain new powers that you can choose from, as well as increasing your health and your grit by a random amount. But there you go. You have survived your first quest in the world of Danse Macabre, in the abandoned realms of the Mediterranean. Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris, for running that for us. Hopefully we haven't put
you
off too
much. No, that was fantastic. That was so much fun. I had a blast, and thank you all for playing. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
If you want to let people know where they can find you online, and then we'll shut
Absolutely.
This down.
You can find me personally. I'm on both Blue Sky and Instagram as timespace.place. And then you can always find out all the information about Danse Macabre, as well as our other Grit System games, other Stillfleet Studio games, at www.stillfleet.com. Yeah, we got info on there on Blister Critters, on Stillfleet. Soon, we might have a few new games that are appearing on the website, and then also you can find everything about Danse Macabre there as well.
Nice. Right, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And yes, this has been a Pilot of Cthulhu, signing off. Goodbye. Right, thank you.